The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Is your life in balance? Your emotional, physical, mental, and spiritual life? Does it sometimes feel that you're in need of a healing check? Welcome to Chella's Chat with host Chella Zappia. In the next hour, get ready for an honest discussion with special guest experts and contributions from you and other listeners. Now to get everything started, here is Chella.
Hi, I'm your host, Chella Zappia, and you're listening to Chella's Chat on Voice America's Health and Wellness Channel. This show is all about healing through inspiration and information, providing you with the information and tools you need to heal your life. So most weeks we will have guest speakers who will guide you through different topics that can heal and change your life. And today we have Robert Simon Siegel. And Robert Simon Siegel wrote Thieves of Eden as a fiction thriller to have fun sharing rare knowledge and multi-use treasures from his personal trainings with lineage holders of several wisdom traditions. Adding comics to his identity as a psychophysiologist, that's a big word there, stress specialist, corporate wellness trainer, and energy health Qigong instructor, Robert integrates cutting-edge science with ancient wisdom to penetrate the veils cloaking current reality from its grander possibilities. He's also the author of Six Seconds to True Calm, Thriving Skills for 21st Century Living. Robert ushered in a new energy-based stress remedy as an amazing guidance system to navigate 21st century change to wellness. These trainings, called Energy Health Future Wellness, deliver a new breed of skills that produce optimal health by better operating one's body and mind without pills. Proactive companies can gain effective illness prevention of 50% to 90% of primary care doctor visits, all stress-related. Robert's also a selected speaker at the National Wellness Conference in 2010 and 2008, and he's also trained individuals and health professionals and companies, which include Chevron USA, NBC, Providence Health Systems, and so on. So, oh my gosh, that's quite an impressive bio, Robert, and I want to welcome you to the show today.
Thank you, Marcy. It's great to be with you.
Well, I'm so glad. So today we are totally talking about, I mean, we could just talk about so many things and what you do, but we really want to focus today on the Thieves of Eden story, and which I have read, and it's incredible. I love your use of using all of the modalities that you have learned and putting it into this story or this action thriller that really captivates you. I mean, as soon as you get into it, you're captivated by the characters and all of the adventures that go on with them, but that there's an underlying message. So really, to let the listeners know, what is the story and what is the plot of Thieves of Eden?
Well, I'm glad you're enjoying it. I call it a quantum thriller about reality. We share this reality, but the time has come to now save it. So it's a little different level of thriller. And the basic story is that, as the credits say, awareness becomes action that unites people and purpose as four characters meet and discover they are in a game, the game, for the very life of our planet. Their opponents with a 6,000-year advantage are about to make their game-winning move that triggers Earth's end with a final environmental death clench. So they're tightening a reality-distorting stranglehold just beyond human awareness. These enemies of life have successfully distracted humans from even recognizing that we are in this game.
So, yeah, I love how you talk about it. You call it the game. You know, so, and the game, I mean, is part of this story. It seems like, you know, like it's part of this action thriller. But really, the game is what we are as humans experiencing and living every day. Could you kind of expound on that a little bit?
Yeah, well, you know, people who are probably probably your listeners and interested in growth and personal development. You know, we've all heard for decades that, you know, you create your own reality. So what I'm saying is, yes, you create your own reality, but just not the one you want. So the question becomes, whose reality have you been tricked into producing and sustaining? So then it gets pretty deep, you know, because it turns out there's this thread that's been woven throughout pretty much every subject area of life, from rhythm to religion to spirituality to finance to physics to health and ecology. And it's like a destructive thread that keeps people from really seeing how everything is connected and then what to do. I mean, everybody knows that life can and should be better, right?
Right.
And it's like, and in the book, what I'm saying is we actually have all real humans have within us a future memory, a memory of the future of like the golden age of humanity. And we all have that because we all have a sense that things should be a lot better. And we kind of know how and where. We don't know how to get there, but we know there are a lot of forces that seem to be blocking progress in that direction. So it's
right. It goes back to so many teachings. I see what you're saying. Life wanting to be better. We're all searching for that, happiness or joy or feeling of peace. You know, each one of us are looking for it, and we're looking so hard. You know, it seems like everybody's looking and looking, but we're looking in the wrong places. Many people are, I believe, associating that feeling with having a better career or more money, or if I just had this, if I just had that, you know, just one more thing, I will be happy. And that's not where this is, you know. And I take it from your work that it's more about the connection of we're all connected, correct? And it's an energy connection. So really having people reach into that realm of learning how to access this. So I guess my question would be to you, before we even get further into this, is what is your background that makes this unique? Like, where have you come from that gives you the tools and the ability to teach this to people?
You know, I actually had a physician tell me, a physician that does kind of psychic stuff, she goes, you came from 12,000 years in the future through this wormhole, and I was like, no, that I don't go for that.
that's a little bit, really, wow.
I know, but a doctor told me that, of all people. So let's see. So my background is, for 25 years, I've been a psychophysiologist, and I know you have to say that word quickly, because if you slow down after psycho, you know, it gets weird.
And I have to say, for the listeners, I looked at that word and I said, psychophysiologist. Wow. I mean, what is that? Like, what is that? How do you become one? And what does that mean?
How do you become one? You have to be born into a family of psychophysiologists. No, actually, it's the mind. Psycho is like the mind, and physiology is like the body. So it's really the interface between the mind and body, like where they meet. And so it's not exactly medicine. It's not exactly psychology. It's really where those two realms meet. And I find that the space of the interface is really where it's at for so many things. For instance, the whole stress realm. Like, I've been a stress specialist for forever and ever. And, medical people approach stress as a physiological problem with, you know, fight, flight, survival reactions, adrenal fatigue, and hypothalamus, pituitary, adrenal axis, you know, activations that go wild. Psychologists approach stress as, you know, an emotional issue that's at the surface of a deeper something. And I You know, both of those are operating, but it's not where I've discovered that stress is. It's actually at the meeting place because they're connected intimately, and one affects the other. And in fact, your focus and your energy are also part of that mix. I'm raising it from mind and body to also energy. But to speak more about my background, to answer your question, I've worked in hospitals and clinics and medical facilities. For years I've been in private practice doing corporate wellness training programs for many national companies. And at the same time, I've always been interested in things spiritual. So I think in 1980 I met my first physical teacher, who was an enlightened Zen master whose lineage went, living lineage, all the way back to Shakyamuni Buddha. He was the first person I met who, with his normal vision, could see your whole past and your whole future at the same time. It was pretty cool.
So would that be kind of like, if you could see, it's not in linear time, that's in the quantum time? Is that what that would be?
Yeah, it's not quite limited by the sequential concept of time that we operate in. But so then for 8 years I trained intensely with the Native American medicine man in what's called the Path of the Raven. And at the same time, I was training for 8 years with a Chinese Taoist Qigong teacher who was also a PhD molecular geneticist. And then I would, of course, try to play them off against each other and see who knew the most. And when I introduced them, the three of us had about six meetings where I took part in things and experienced things I'd never even read about. And all that very much changed me, and I was privileged to experience that stuff. And then I, from practicing all this energy work and healing work and Qigong for 2 to 4 hours every day for 6 years, I wanted always to kind of relate that back to science and to physiology and to how the body works and really reality, because when you see people at that high level do things that change reality right in front of your eyes, you have to wonder, you know, how that works, how it's possible.
Well, we're going to get ready for break actually shortly, and I want to continue on because this is really, I mean, this is deep stuff. What you did, who you practiced with, I can imagine the meeting of all of these minds together had to be incredibly fascinating, brilliant, and awe-inspiring. Before we cut out to commercial break, though, Robert, can you kind of let the listeners know how they can find you, how they can contact you, or find your book?
Sure. The book is called Thieves of Eden, Thieves of Eden, and it's on Amazon as a Kindle book, an e-book. It's on Barnes & Noble site as a Nook thing, and we're soon will be on iBooks. The website is thievesofeden.com, and people can reach me if they want at robert@thievesofeden.com.
Perfect. And I'm Chella Zappia, and you can get me at chellazappia.com and chellazappia@outlook.com, and we will be right back.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Holy hormones, honey! Every week, this groundbreaking radio show brings you insight about hormone fluctuations, addressing the core biological issues that cause mood disorders, and offers a general support center for women everywhere at any stage in their lives. Host Leslie Carroll Botha has the passion and drive to help you make informed decisions about your well-being and reclaim your life. Holy Hormones, Honey, sponsored by True Hope Incorporated, the leaders in brain health, is broadcast live every Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern, on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Tune into Lotus Radio, Nourishing Life, with Jane Dabu. Every week for everything you need to take personal responsibility in your quest for optimal health. We'll discuss topics pertaining to alternative medicine, as well as answer your questions about diseases, health, mental, and emotional conditions, and spirituality. Our guest experts include researchers, medical professionals, and advocates. Lotus Radio can be heard live every Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Time, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are listening to Chella's Chat. To reach Chella Zappia or today's guest, please call into the show at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to chellazappia@outlook.com. Now, back to Chella's Chat.
Hi, I'm Chella Zappia, and you're back on Chella's Chat. And we've been speaking with Robert Simon Siegel, who is the author of Thieves of Eden, which is a fiction thriller. And we've really been talking to Robert about his training as a psychophysiologist and so many more things that he does. But besides that, Qigong master and his training and association with all of these masters that he trained with, talking about the coming together of these incredibly awe-inspiring minds and what that would be like. So, Robert, welcome back to the show. And I really want to know, based on what we're talking about, okay, so you're with all of these people. You're practicing these incredible practices. You're spending six years doing this, several hours a day, really deeply integrated into your energy work and learning, I'm sure, all you can learn. So from this, I mean, what took you or what brought you or inspired you to write something like Thieves of Eden or to put it into the form of an action thriller as opposed to just writing a book about everything you learned?
That's a great question. So, you know, there are so many books, and I've written otherwise, a nonfiction book about my stress approach, and that just seemed boring, you know, and I realized that it's more fun for me to write an actual story, a fiction, and also for the reader, and what a great way to try to teach stuff and really demonstrate and show and describe how things actually work.
So how did you come up with these characters? You know, I mean, reading this book, it's really fascinating, but you really break it down well, in my opinion, as to the different characters which represent, in my mind, the different energy modalities. And I mean, I understand it maybe a little bit better, perhaps, than somebody that's never studied anything, because I myself have studied and do Qigong, and I've done energy work and vibrational work. So I understand that. But, you know, how did you come up with these set of characters?
Yeah. Well, the fiction thriller is almost autobiographical. I think some people read it and say, oh my gosh, that's so creative and fantastical, and someone else might say, oh no, that part's actually true. That's real. So I'm treading always the line between kind of fiction and reality. And the characters are really from different parts of my life. Ravenheart, or Rave, is one of the main characters. He's the son of a powerful modern-day Native American medicine man in the Four Corners area of Colorado. And so I get to bring in all the, a lot of the teachings I can share that from my 8 years training with a medicine man and learning a little bit about Native American culture and spirituality. Mm-hmm. And for Native Americans, it's important to know that, because so many people try to go in there and they hear something and then they start teaching it. But for Native Americans, you know, I cannot say I was trained in ceremony, but after 8 years of really intense training, what I would say I learned is how to actually become a human being.
I love that. So just about the way they live so honestly and from the earth, is that what you mean? Or
well, it's very few people live from the earth anymore, but the real spiritual people in the Native American tradition, as well as probably any tradition that's real, they walk with the Creator, and did not remove the sacredness from everything in life, from the different creatures, the winged people, the stone people, the plant people, the four-legged people, all that. You know, it's everything has its spiritual qualities and spiritual functions. So the holiness is always there. You know, so it's kind of like being, you know, like instead of the Matrix movie where people pop out and they end up in a submarine being chased by monsters. It's like, that was really disappointing. it's like there's somehow Hollywood always shows the worst stuff. You never get to see how high beings with higher consciousness operate. So a big part of the book is to show how do people who are from different walks of life and different traditions interact that are trying to do the right thing in the middle of, you know, very intense challenges. So it's like I'm aiming for a higher level of humanity kind of thing.
How did you immerse yourself? I mean, you did all of these or were able to meet all these people, but you know, it seems like, how do you just get yourself immersed in with the Indian culture to learn their background and then, or the Native Americans, I should say, and then to get the backgrounds of the Qigong master? I mean, how does that happen? You know, how did you meet these people?
Well, none of these people are commercial, really, so they kind of select you, I would say it that way. Otherwise they're kind of invisible. Like Jesse, the medicine man, nobody really knows who he is except who he allows to see who he is. And fortunately, he was guided to come meet me and start teaching me. And then with the Qigong person, and by the way, I don't consider myself a Qigong master. I'm a practitioner, and I teach. I've taught for a while, but I wouldn't go for the master title myself. I was connected with him and asked him a question, and the way he answered told me that he was the real deal. And so then I, you know, people don't know how this stuff works in modern times, but in, you know, throughout ancient times, you have to apprentice yourself to learn. I mean, even with a craft or some kind of skill,
right?
You have to do that. And so with him, with both of those, you know, I tried to do anything and everything I could to help them with whatever they were doing, and just to be able to be worthy of more training and more knowledge. And so, like, for the Chinese guy, I wrote an article that was about teaching energy Chinese style that was published in the Qi Journal to really bring attention to his what he's doing, because it's quite rare to find someone in the Qigong world who not only has an intact lineage, but is willing to actually share knowledge. So those are
well,
pretty cool.
I get that. I have had a chance myself to practice with a Taoist priest, and they don't, you know, because back in the day, a lot of culture, such as in the Chinese culture, they were persecuted for teaching any of the arts, and they had to hide it, and they couldn't write it, or they would write it, you know, this Qigong master told us how he had to, or he's a Taoist priest, how they had to, they would write, they would have people come through the villages and write in the dirt, and they would learn it, but they were always aware of the Red Army coming through and possibly killing them, which is what they did. So they would have to then, they'd kind of learn what they could, and then they'd erase it, you know, because it was written in dirt. And it was just a passed on, like you said, it's a lineage. It's passed on by word of mouth and by practicing, which is really incredible stuff to think that this kind of lineage can go on and on and on through the practice and through the art of sharing within their culture and hopefully to bring the word out to create maybe more peace amongst all people?
Yeah, it seems like things have been pretty deliberately dumbed down on, you know, in the educational world and the media. I mean, some of the things on TV are just amazingly stupid. And whereas everything... all those media could be an incredible vehicle for uplifting people, making people smarter. So I'm trying with this book to usher in wisdom, you know, in life as best I can. Just, you know, in different ways, shapes, or form, how it applies in everyday stuff. And because a lot of this is getting lost or has the potential to be lost. And I really feel like now we're at the time where integrating ancient wisdom into modern science is really very much where it's at. Like there are things happening in physics and biophysics and energy understanding. I mean, even just telecommunications, like how cell phones work, right? It's just phenomenal, and we can now explain ancient energy and things called miracles with modern science and physics, but people didn't have those terms back then.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The amazing thing to me, like, this is my whole view of stress, which is a different approach. Like, for 50 years, everyone's been thinking stress is, like, some kind of bad, you know, negative problem, all that stuff, and of course it causes 50-90% of primary care doctor visits, but to me that's because we missed the boat in terms of understanding it. Like if you, and I had to wait 20 years for somebody to invent a cell phone so I'd even have a metaphor to use, so that was kind of stressful.
I love that. Actually, we're getting ready again for another commercial. So I want to continue this conversation as soon as we come back from break. But again, I want to get out to the listeners to go to www.thievesofeden.com, which is the website, Robert's website. And you can subscribe to the e-comic, which Robert will be talking about shortly. You can also reach Robert at robert@thievesofeden.com. And also be sure, if you want to contact me, it's chelazapia.com, or you can check me out on Facebook at Marcella Zappia. Feel free to ask questions, participate in the conversation. And really, I encourage everybody to read this book because it's fun. I mean, I just think it's fun. And you want to know what happens next, but you are getting a message. I mean, this is also a lesson in energy work and so much more. There's a lot of lineage history here. There's so much to think about. I mean, really, it's a book to think about. So we will, when we come back from break, we're going to continue the conversation.
opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Explore the power of natural healing with Howard Strauss. Join us each week for an informative program that'll help you learn effective healing methods using natural remedies. Howard's guests include top researchers, authors, and experts who will share their views on a variety of natural products and healing methods that really work. Tune in to The Power of Natural Healing with Howard Strauss, Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Every day we face struggles and issues concerning addiction, whether it's ourselves, family members, friends, or other loved ones. On Overcoming Addiction, Hope with Prevention, Intervention, and Treatment, Dr. Joe Terhar helps us all better understand the causes and approaches to addressing addiction with the knowledge that no single approach is 100% effective. From guest experts, families, and addicts, you'll hear about what is and is not working in overcoming addiction. Tune in Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are listening to Chella's Chat. To reach Chella Zappia or today's guest, please call into the show at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to chellazappia@outlook.com. Now, back to Chella's Chat.
Hi, it's Chella Zappia, and we are back from break. Again, talking to Robert Simon Siegel about his book, Thieves of Eden. Also remember, he's also the author of 6 Seconds to True Calm, Thriving Skills for 21st Century Living. So Robert, we were talking about, you were giving some analogies. We were talking about stress. So can you continue on what you were trying to express?
Sure. I think the only way to really comprehend how amazing stress is to understand, it's like to picture yourself as a human cell phone with feet and antennae. And it's like all your antennae, your five senses and beyond, are tuned to perceiving change. Like, you know, it's our built-in adaptation vehicle so we survive and don't go extinct. But it's built in. So whenever you get I call it a stress call, right? Like your stress phone rings and you get anxious or your heartbeat picks up or muscle tension or a headache or an upset stomach or anxiety. It's all that stuff that people take so many prescription medications for, so many doctor visits, so many diseases and illnesses come from. All of that to me is simply the equivalent of the phone ringing. Mm-hmm. It's like a communication, you know, and it's basically saying, you know, something is changing or has changed or is about to change that is important to you enough to pay attention to.
So, yeah. And not to interrupt you, but I want to add something to this because, gosh, I wish I knew you 5.5 years ago, 6 years ago, when my body, and that's what my first show was about, which was my story. And my body was definitely, that cell phone was going off, going, something needs to change. You know, you need to make a change. Because, again, as you're saying, your body always tells you what you need to know. I mean, the messages are there. But half the time we don't pay attention. And then we end up, going to the doctors, which is what happened to me. And they don't know what to do or tell you. So they either try to throw you on medication or they try to send you to a specialist because, of course, you have a symptom. And they don't know how to figure out what the real cause is. So we're going to test you to death. You know, we're going to get you tested. You're going to be on medication. And then you just get sicker. So, I mean, I don't know. What do you think can be done? How do we get the message out there?
Well, I don't know. Mass media. I guess you can't force people to listen. Like there's science about you can take a horse to water, but you can't make him water ski.
Okay.
But, so it's like with this understanding of you know, you're a human cell phone with feet and antennae. So instead of taking pills and drugs and medication and alcohol or drugs or trying to numb yourself, you know, so you don't hear your own phone ring, the better reaction is to, the positive response is to pick up the phone and get the message. You know, and the message is always benevolent. It's always about change, and it's always about self-love, about honoring yourself, you know, your values, you. And, you know, when you do that, it's like when you get the message, and so what I'm saying is stress is a communication. You know, it's not a random, meaningless thing. It's a brilliant, amazing communication system built into us that can guide us not only through change, but evolutionarily, it can guide us all the way up spiritually. Like, that's what I figured out, how it works. And so you're saying
stress is actually it can be a really good thing in your life. You know, we always think of stress as just a horrible thing and it means all these bad connotations, but it can be a really good thing because it's communicating to us. Is that correct?
Yeah, and it's communicating stuff that's valuable. You know, but we were not taught that we have such a built-in device, right? So people don't know the phone's ringing, much less that you have a phone and how to pick it up and get the message. But when you get the message and you act on it with respect, the stress dissolves. It goes away because it served its only purpose, which is to get you to change.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, and I've had sessions with individuals with some pretty serious illnesses, and I developed a procedure where I kind of guide them inside to communicate with the, it's like I set up a meeting with the problem, whether it's psychological or even, you know, medical, and to find out what is that problem saying, what does it have to say. And it's, again, always a beautiful, benevolent message about change and about self-love. And when they get the message, not only is the problem done, sometimes there are levels to it, but when you get to the core of it, it's like done, boom. And some amazing things just, you know, change quite rapidly. You know, I've had people that, like a woman who had severe Crohn's disease and couldn't go more than 20 feet away from a bathroom throughout the day because she never knew when she would have another attack. And when we found out what it was, and she acted on it beautifully and courageously, she became symptom-free, like, almost immediately, to the point where her doctor said, well, I must have misdiagnosed you.
Of course.
But the point is that all these things, symptoms and illnesses, they have communications for what I call course correction, right? And that's the beauty of it. So it's like there's a part of you that already knows what's best. And, you know, we just have to, so self-love, self-confidence becomes knowing there's a part of you that has this wisdom. And self-esteem is going in and esteeming and valuing that and, you know, making an effort to connect with it and get the message. And self-love is just loving that, the hugeness of what you are. You know,
which is part of what your book talks about. I mean, really, the underlying message of the book is really the power of or energy of love, no matter how terrible a situation that you're in, because love is, right, the most powerful energy we have. But I think, as you're talking about with people that you've met with, you know, and you've definitely guided on their healing path, I don't know, but I think I've come across so many people that we simply don't love ourselves, you know. I mean, half the time we don't even like ourselves, you know, so to ask people to love themselves, but isn't that the case? And so if we can't love ourselves and accept ourselves, then how do we put that love and acceptance out there for other people? And instead of creating these beautiful scenarios and changes and seeing where our life path is supposed to take us, because as you said, all of these are messages about a change that's supposed to happen. And it's in the ignoring of the signs of our body calling out for these changes that these illnesses pop up, you know, and then the pills come into play and everything else. So taking this back to the love, I mean, how did you incorporate this into the book? Like, what are the goals that you have for the readers when they get into this?
Well, throughout the book are actual cherry-picked tools from the best, some of the best stuff from these different traditions I've been privileged to learn from. So they're part of the story. But I would say years ago, I spent 11 years when I was in L.A. With a friend of mine who we had a once or twice meetings a week for 11 years, and it's all transcribed, it's all recorded and will be transcribed. And as soon as he retires from being an accountant, again, nobody knows who he really is, he's going to start producing that material, and it's like a whole evolutionary path based on developing energy. And one of the things he brought forth for me, but also for me to teach, is I think something at the core of every real spiritual path and every real religion, which is, it's like if you, and I'm going to get a little geeky here because I want to integrate the woo-woo energy with actual physics, because I think people need to know that it's all one. I mean, it's all the same stuff.
Right.
So, if you imagine you're like a atom and you have a core nucleus with a field of electrons going around you, then it turns out that the greatest, like the source of life energy coming into your being is in the heart area, not the physical heart, but in the chest area. And so what I was given was a way to, it's like a valve there, how to open that up. And if I'm ever feeling like fatigued or depressed or something, I know where that valve is inside of my chest, and I can just focus, feel it, and let it open up, and I get a rush of joy and a rush of life force. It just feels great, and I start grinning, and then people get suspicious, like, why is he grinning? You know? But
is this part of what you teach to people to access that?
Yeah,
part of them?
That is
okay.
The single most important thing I can share with people. And actually, there's a deeper aspect, which is, you know, how to really open it wide, and then it becomes not just a valve, but an actual portal. And what's interesting is, for the Thieves of Eden book, I read ancient scriptures from several traditions, and I realized that in biblical times, for example, they did not have physics terms or science terms, but they very poetically put in, sometimes step by step, exactly what to do that some of the prophets and the sages did. I mean, if you have the right, like I looked at it with an energy eye, and it's like, wow, there it is. That's exactly what to do. So, for example, you know, from the Jewish Torah, it's in Deuteronomy, it talks about, you know, love your God with all your heart, with all your resources, with all your strength. But you have to understand that the word love, both in almost all traditions, even the Sufi tradition as well, love is a code word for the specific type of energy that comes from the heart area when you open that valve. So if you're loving your God with all your heart, you know, it's really saying, in one way, open that valve to the best of your ability. And then the other part of it
I have to interrupt you because we're going to break, but I want to keep on this because this is so fascinating and I want to know. So we're going to break, and again, chelazapia.com, or go to thievesofeden.com for the book, and we will be right back.
your life, your health, your network. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Caring for someone with autism can be full of challenges and triumphs. Wherever you are on your autism journey, we all benefit from good information and guidance. Join host Rob Haupt every week for a friendly show that will leave you inspired and informed. Tune in to Autism Spectrum Radio. Our guests include parents, advocates, and experts to discuss current experiences, treatments, and breakthroughs for those living with autism. Listen every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Have you figured out what's not working in your sex life? Could you use a little help? Join your host, Tamaran, for Let's Figure It Out Intimately. Tamaran has had both highs and lows in her sex life. She uses her experiences to teach you some basic techniques on how to create more fun, intimacy, and pleasure. Her guests also come from the sexual health and wellness industry. And together, Tamaran and her guests will help you get the sex life you've always longed for. Let's Figure It Out Intimately airs live every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Your life, your health, your network. This is Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are listening to Chella's Chat. To reach Chella Zappia or today's guest, please call into the show at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to chellazappia@outlook.com. Now, back to Chella's Chat.
Hi, this is Chella Zappia, and we are back with Robert Simon Siegel. And before we went to break, it was getting really deep. I was really getting into this, and so Robert, would you continue on the conversation when we're talking about love as really the code word, because we don't want to use the word valve or whatever, for this portal. I am not thinking too, I'm getting the sense of fourth chakra, which I guess is another term, but could you further explain what you were talking about?
Sure. So the way I was given this, this is actually not part of the chakra system. It's a direct connection inside to source. For example, the second of the big great laws, you know, is love your neighbor, or really originally in Hebrew it was love your friend as yourself. So that is about, in my terms, about radiating that energy from you out into the world. And it turns out there's science that shows that that you can actually influence the brain waves of people that come into your field with what is in your heart. And right? So actually you can transform the space to the quantum reality around you. Here's another cool thing. So what I'm saying is the word love in biblical terms, poetic terms, really is about this particular energy. And if you connect that with the phrase, the kingdom of heaven is within, you know exactly what you're doing, because, you know, it's like, it didn't say it's up, you know, like people go, oh, you know, where's heaven? And people look up, but it didn't make much sense because the earth's always turning. Like, how do you know which way you're looking?
Ah, yeah, this is true, because I believe we're all one, you know, we're energy that's all one. So it's within yourself is where you're going to find.
So the question is where and how do you access it? So
yes.
this is what I was given. And the important thing, and this is to me the single main concept that connects ancient wisdom, spirituality, woo-woo energy stuff with modern science, is that energy delivers information. In fact, energy delivers intelligence. Like when you want to know, how does your cell phone work? I mean, you're in a building, your phone rings, you push the button, and all of a sudden you're talking to somebody on the other side of the planet in real time with no wires. You know, and people are like, hey, Leroy, how's Rome? And I'm like, holy cow. You know how amazing this is? So it turns out that when you talk into the phone, your analog voice gets converted by the phone into digital, broadcasts out the cell phone tower picks it up, sends it to a satellite, across satellites to a cell phone tower on the other side of the world, to the antenna of the other cell phone. It converts it from digital back to analog, and you're talking. And the point is that the whole conversation is digitally encoded into the electromagnetic, really microwaves, right? Same thing, you're driving in a car, and you turn the dial, and a whole different music station comes through the airways somehow, because it's encoded, or a satellite movie comes in your TV disc,
right.
You know, just with, so, but that's the way nature works, like, and the intelligence of nature is encoded, it's part of the energy, it was never separated, that's why when you're doing something like Qigong, the Qi means life energy, you just want to bring it into your body and let it do its thing, because it has the intelligence of biological life built in, right? And when you open up this heart thing, we call it the little sun. So you know, we're solar powered actually. And when you open this up, what comes through is not just the energy of love and joy. You can feel joy anytime you want, but it's actually the higher intelligence that we would call divine intelligence. You know, it's built in. I mean, you still have to do work that cleans you out and kind of, you know, you have to grow yourself so that you're going, who would I call it? You're going from dial-up to broadband awareness.
You know? Right. From analog to digital, perhaps?
Yeah, beyond. So, that's central to... And like in the stress world, I'm trying to usher in a new generation of wellness that goes beyond some of the stuff that's out there now. Instead of just, oh, try this, do that, but actual skills to better operate your mind, your body, and your energy in particular, because your energy field, it turns out, this is where I get geeky, is, you know, like you have over 10 trillion cells in your body, and they all have to communicate all the time at once, always, you know? And so what's the medium for how they do that? And it turns out it's not the central nervous system. That's too slow. It's linear. It's not simultaneous, and it doesn't go to every cell. So it turns out that the magnetic part of your electromagnetic field is the medium for that. So our field around us, it usually goes about 3 feet away from us in every direction. Most people's fields are weak and they have holes in them and they're clogged up or they're full of junk, really, like slime, like Ghostbusters.
Right.
So, you know, it's really like that. A lot of illnesses at the energy level are because there are blockages in different parts of the field, and so the organs and the glands can't communicate through that medium, so things get distorted or blocked. So a lot of times you can simply just have someone, like, help someone clean out their field, and everything starts working.
Yeah. You know? So believe it or not, we only have a couple minutes left, and I could talk about this. We could do hours on this. It's such an incredibly fascinating subject, and I hope that the listeners out there are really getting the message that we have the ability to heal ourselves if we get the right tools. And one of the tools are contacting you and reading the book and doing the work, knowing that there is help. I want to talk just briefly. We only have like literally less than 2 minutes about the comic. What can you tell people?
The comic is amazing. It's the comic artist is a guy named Chris Hopkins, and he is unbelievably talented. Like, he's putting out some eye-popping, brilliant artwork, and we're just having a ball. And so the comic is like, it can't be really too preachy. It's just fun and action-oriented and just amazing. Just amazing. We're doing a crowdfunding on Kickstarter. Should be up shortly. There'll be a video about it the thieves of Eden, to finance. We want to make it into a motion comic and a animated film, and actually I want to make a TV series from it, so we can explore how the different characters and their backgrounds and their cultures and their wisdom come together in modern times. But the comic is just plain fun. It's like jokes and crazy art.
But all with this message, because I've read the book, and everything that you talked about on the serious level here is all in this book, in such a readable, like you're reading this, like you said, action thriller. And now we have the comic book, which is coming out, and we really have to close out this show, but it's been so awesome having you on the show, Robert, and I definitely want to have you on again. And please, people, go to thievesofeden.com. Amazon.com has the book. Barnes & Noble has the book. And you can ask Robert any question at robert@thievesofeden.com. And I'm Chella Zappia, and I will see you next time. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you again for being part of the show. Chella's Chat featuring Chella Zappia can be heard live every Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. This week, find your balance.